me. But today I feast on manna from above. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name.
Thank you, Becky and Della. Had several people ask if y'all wanted to go ahead and preach while you were up here. I told them I'd be happy for y'all too. And then somebody over there, I'm not going to say it was, said, I bet they could preach a sermon now. But anyhow, I don't know who that was. But
yeah.
But that was great. I appreciate that song very much. Everybody glad to be in God's house today?
Amen.
I can think of a whole lot worse places to be. Amen. Guys, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to James chapter 4 today. We're going to be looking at one primary verse today out of James chapter 4. The Lord laid on my heart, we kind of started talking about it in prayer meeting the other night, and I kind of alluded to the fact that I thought the Lord was leading me to speak on the sins of omission today. So, you know, I believe everybody in here this morning could tell me sins of commission. I want you to understand the difference between the two. Of course, sins of commission are the things that we actually do knowingly. We knowingly do these things, but sins of omission are things that oftentimes we don't even realize we've done. We don't even realize we're doing them. These are things that we overlook that God expects us to not do, but to do differently than we actually did. So I want you to understand the difference between the two. You know, if I were to ask you to give me a list of sins of commission, you'd probably come up with things like lying, cheating, stealing, cursing, you know, gossip, things like that, adultery. Those would be easy to come up with. But on the flip side, if I were to say, hey, you know, come up with some sins of omission, that might be a little tougher. You see, these are obvious sins that we commit. These are obvious sins we commit, but what about those that are not as obvious? You know, when we ought to do a certain thing, and we know God expects it of us, but we don't do it, that becomes sin. But we don't think of it like that, do we? We think of ourselves as, man, if I don't lie and I don't cheat and I don't steal and I don't talk bad and all that, man, I've done good. But let me tell you, the truth of the matter is, sins of omission can often have greater ramifications in the life of a believer than sins of commission. Because these are the things that we've ignored that God wanted us to do. When we commit sins, we're aware that we've done them. I believe every believer in this building here today knows when you've done something wrong. But a lot of times we don't realize when we overlook the things that God expects us to do. So you see, I want to talk to us this morning about those sins of omission. Those things that we're very prone to commit without even thinking of them as being sin. You know, I had to sit back and think, you know, when I was making, getting this sermon ready, I was like, okay, let me think of some sins of omission. And at first, I was having a difficult time thinking about them. And that's kind of the way it is when we commit these sins. We don't really think that we've actually committed a sin by not doing something. We think we've always learned to associate sin with something that we've done. But see, sins of omission are things that we've not actually done that we should have done. So that's what I want to talk to us about this morning. If we're not careful, we're going to continue to commit these sins and not even really think that we've done anything wrong here. So we're going to take a look at some of those this morning that a lot of us probably have never really thought about actually being a sin, but in reality they are. If you have your Bibles open to James chapter 4, I'm going to ask those of you that can, if you will, stand to your feet. We're going to just read one verse this morning, James chapter 4, verse 17. And then we'll get into our message today. James chapter 4, verse 17 says this: "Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." Father God, thank you, Lord, for your word. I just pray now, Lord, your Holy Spirit will descend upon this service. Lord, let nothing I say or do be about me this morning, but let it be all about you, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I walked out of the house. I did something I've never done so far as a pastor today. So my mind was just moving in a lot of different places. I walked out of the house and I left my Bible in the house. It was raining. I was running around trying to get. So I grabbed one of these I found laying around. And even with glasses on, I have a hard time reading this print. Can y'all see how little that is right there? But anyhow, we're gonna make it through this today. So I'll get that back, and I'm going to make sure I hold on to that the next time. James chapter 4, verse 17 tells us, if we know the good we should do and we don't do it, this is sin for us, that we've committed a sin. What James is talking about here, he's talking about sins of omission here. He's talking about things that we know that we should be doing, but for whatever reason, we don't do them. Guys, when I go over this list today, you're going to see that we commit a lot of these throughout the week. I know I'm guilty of them. I'm certainly not exonerating myself of any of this because I do these same things. I have got to work just as hard as everyone else at making sure I keep this list down to a very minimum. Guys, here's the deal. We live in a sinful situation. We live in a world that is controlled a lot by sin. It's going to be that way. It's been that way since the beginning of time, since Adam and Eve first sinned in the Garden of Eden. It's not going to get any better while we're here on this earth. But praise God, we got a home waiting, amen? Those of us that are believers, we don't have to stay this way forever. There is going to come a time where things will be different. But right now, we've got to learn to exist within the world. And that's not an easy thing to do because there are plenty of people around us who are not only committing sins of omission, they're committing plenty of sins of commission as well. What we as believers have got to be careful about is not to get caught up in this worldly way of thinking. I've talked about that many different times, but what I'm really focusing on here today is not so much a worldly way of thinking as it is how we should be thinking each day about what Jesus expects of us. And that's what I want to try to get across here this morning. Let's look at some of these that we've committed from time to time. The first one I want to mention is this: the sin of leaving someone in need. The sin of leaving someone in need. Guys, there have been opportunities in our lives. I know each and every one of us here today has had an opportunity where we could have done something good for someone, but for whatever reason, we chose to walk away from the situation. Whether it be someone standing on the street corner, holding up a sign saying, I need some food or whatever. Whatever the case may be, we have had opportunities to minister to someone in need, but we've chosen to ignore that. Now, today we're doing our homeless ministry. We do once a month, and my view and outlook of homeless people has greatly changed since we started doing this ministry. Guys, let me tell you something. Put yourself in this situation for just a minute. If you had nowhere to get food on a regular basis, you did not have the nice warm clothes that we came to church with today. You didn't have shelter that you could go get under on a regular basis. Maybe from time to time you could. You would probably be driven to hold a sign up too, right? I could probably see myself in that same situation. Yet how many times have we gone by and said this? Oh, they're just probably faking. They probably got more money than we got. Guys, you know what? If the Holy Spirit of God is convicting your heart to reach out and do something for someone, you need to listen to him, amen? You need to go and do what the Holy Spirit of God is leading you to do because you don't know, you might be ministering to an angel for all you know. The Bible says, for sometimes we do minister unto angels that God has sent just to see if we're going to be submissive, if we're going to do the things that he's called us to do. Or are we going to just omit what it is he wants us to do and fall guilty of committing those types of sin? So you see, the sin of leaving someone in need is definitely a sin of omission. You know, many times we have the capability to help others who need food, clothing, shelter, but we do nothing to help them. While we continue to fill our mouths full of food, and we continue to buy nice clothes and warm clothes, and we live in a nice house. And guys, there's nothing wrong with that. But if we're turning our back on the needs of people that we come in contact with, we are committing a sin. If you believe that, say amen. We're committing a sin, and that is the sin of omission. God is going to continue to bless those who are doing His will. How many of you believe that? You believe God's going to continue to bless you if you're doing His will and you're staying in His will and you're walking in His light? He's going to do that. But when we get outside of that, when we start overlooking people in need, I really believe that our blessings are going to start channeling away from us and are going to go to somebody who's getting the picture and getting the job done. You see, we've got to understand that God has given us an abundance. And out of our abundance, we ought to reach out and help someone who does not have that abundance. That's what it's about, guys. That's what it's about. I think of the story of the Good Samaritan. That's a good example of somebody in need. Now, let's just talk about that for just a second. Here was a Jewish man who was beaten up by Jews and left on the side of the road to die. Here comes a priest, Jewish priest. Looks at him. I don't have time. I wish I could help. Let me go on down the road. Then a few minutes later, here comes a Levite. It even says in God's word that they crossed over to the other side, knowing that somebody was there. They wanted to make it look like they didn't see somebody was there. Crossed over to the other side, ignored this man, beaten up and about to die over here in the side of the road in the ditch. Then here comes that despised Samaritan, that society, that the Jewish society said, we're not going to have anything to do with you. This man stopped. And this man not only helped this Jew who was a despiser of his people, he not only helped him, he got him up, he took him to an inn, he doctored his wounds, he told the person at the inn, if he needs more money to stay here, I'll pay you when I come back. Now that's reaching out to somebody in need right there. That's an example we all ought to use when it comes to helping people. Guys, it doesn't matter what situation that person's in. It doesn't matter what color that person is. It doesn't matter what their socioeconomic status is. We are called to serve. Amen. We're called to serve. We're called to help those in need. I think about witnessing. Boy, how many of us have committed a sin of not witnessing to someone when we had a golden opportunity to do it? You know what? You say, well, preacher, why is that a sin? Well, the Great Commission says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus was commissioning us to go and witness to people. Now, I understand it's impossible to witness to everybody, but when God sets the table, when God puts the plates on the table, and He has the person right here fellowshipping with you, and you know they need to hear about Jesus, I believe we commit a sin of omission when we don't talk to them about Jesus. Amen. I believe we do. Now, you may say, well, preacher, I'm nervous. I don't know what to say. Oh, let me tell you something. You know everything else to say when something comes up. But yeah, when it comes to serving God, we suddenly don't know what to say. You don't have to say a lot. Just talk to them about what Jesus has done for you. We need to do a better job in that area. How about in reading God's word? The Lord says that we ought to grow and learn about Him and stay in His word and stay in the light. How many of us put everything else ahead of taking time to read God's word? How many of us omit that every day in our lives just about? I know there's times where I've got to do a better job at that too. But guys, these are all sins of omission. We're omitting the things that God is expecting us to do. How about this one here? Another example of a sin of omission is ignoring someone every day who is either getting bullied or who is sitting with themselves alone with no one there to talk to them. Now, I know good and well everybody in this room right here today, whether it be at school, whether it be at work, whether it be sometime in passing, you have come across someone sitting over there by themselves, eating a lonely lunch with no one to fellowship with them. And what do? We look that way and we go right over there with our group of friends and we go sit with them. You know why we don't want to go over there and sit with that person a lot of times? Because we're afraid that our friends will make fun of us just like they're making fun of that person sitting over there. Well, guess what? It might be time for a new friend change. Amen. Because we've been called to love one another, to love people. I want to challenge you to find that person the next time you're at school at lunch, the sitting by themselves and nobody wants to have anything to do with them because they're different, because they don't look the same, because they don't dress the same. Guess what? Jesus doesn't care about that. He cares about what's in the heart of that person and he cares about what's in our hearts. Amen. He expects us to stand above this world and to rise above this world that we live in. And go and be friends with them. We as believers should always be willing to be a friend to those who have none. Guys, there are people in this world today. They go home every day lonely. They get up lonely. They go to work lonely. They eat lunch lonely. No one takes up any time with them. And if you were to look at the suicide statistics, I guarantee you that you would find a great number of people who commit suicide are people who have little to no self-esteem and don't feel cared for or wanted. And we have an opportunity to make a difference. I'm not saying you got to run over there and act like you've known them your whole life. Just go over there and say, hey, you mind if I sit here? If they say no, then say, okay, and you leave. If they say sure, then you could just say something like, well, how are you doing? My name's so-and-so. And maybe that's all the conversation involves. But guess what? That's probably more than that person's had for weeks and weeks and months and maybe even years. Just sitting down and doing that with them. Many people are ignored. They would love to have someone to make them feel that they're important. Guys, I believe another big sin of omission comes when, and I'm talking about parents here right now for a minute, when we as parents neglect the basic needs of our children. I believe we commit great sins of omission when we're sitting there living high on the hog and our kids are doing without. Our kids should come before our well-being, amen? Our kids should be taken care of before we have something to eat. They ought to have something to eat. And I know some of you are saying, I ain't how it was when I grew up. I didn't know a chicken had anything but a neck and a back until I was about 14 years old, amen? I never did get a nice drumstick or a chicken breast. But guys, what I'm talking about here is we as parents have got to make sure our kids are taken care of. I'm going to tell you something. You can tell your kid you love them every day, but they're going to know if you mean it, amen? They're going to know if you really mean it. You know how? They're going to see your love in action. They're not going to just hear those words and think, okay, what does love mean? Because you're sending me a mixed message here, Mom. You're sending me a mixed message here, Dad. You must let them see your love into their lives. And then they'll know. Guys, it upsets me when a parent runs around spending money on themselves, but they don't take care of their kids' needs. I see a lot of this. I see a lot of this on a daily basis. Our children are a gift from God, and we should put their needs ahead of our own to make sure they are fed, they are clothed, and they have proper shelter. That should be our number one priority. And above all, to make sure that they are loved and appreciated. You know, there's nothing worse than for a child to feel that they're not loved. You know, they're probably not going to run up to you and tell you, oh, nobody loves me. But you can look at them. You can tell. They're withdrawn. They don't have confidence. They don't want to engage in group activities. They're off to the side. These are the people I'm talking about. These are the ones I'm talking about. Guys, another example of sins of omission is when we as married people do not love our spouse as the Bible has commanded us to. We are definitely committing a sin of omission when we don't do as God's Word tells us to do. When we think more of ourselves than we do our spouses, we're not caring for their needs and their well-being. We got to care for their needs. We got to care for each other's needs and each other's well-being. Guys, husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. And wives, you should respect your husbands in everything. Love and respect. Ephesians 5:33. I've done a lot of marriage counseling in my lifetime, and this is one of the scriptures that I always use when I'm doing that, because that sums it all up. If you want a happy and successful marriage, men, love your wives. Women, respect your husbands. And if you think you haven't done a good job in that, you need to ask them, hey, was I not being very loving in what I just said? If you're a husband, if you're a wife, hey, was I not being respectful to you by what I did? See what a difference it'll make in your marriage. I promise you, it'll make a difference. When you do as God has commanded us to do, and love our wives as Christ loved the church, and love our or respect our husbands in everything, it will work. I promise you, you'll see a difference. But guys, anything less than this, we're committing a sin of omission. We're not doing what God's called us to do as husband and wife. Do you see how many of these acts are talked about in God's Word? We don't even realize it. I guarantee you, I don't wake up in the morning and go back to bed that night thinking, okay, how much did I ignore my wife today? But you know what? A lot of times I've done that without even thinking about it. So that's why I'm saying these sins of omission can have greater ramifications in your life than sins of commission. If I just flat out do something bad, I know I've done something bad. But if I've ignored what God's wanted me to do, I've done a lot of damage sometimes. And that's what we got to be careful about. Guys, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Wives, respect your husbands. Men are about respect. Women are about feeling loved. That's the bottom line. We must understand that as individuals and know how to deal with that in our marriages. The final example I want to give you today is the sin of looking the other way when we see a wrongdoing being committed. How many times have you seen someone being wronged? Somebody stole something from somebody. You saw it happen. You ignored it. You didn't even so much as call the police or whatever. You just turned and walked away from the situation. How would you feel if that was you? How would you feel if you saw somebody go into your car and take your wallet out of your car while you were getting gas? You wouldn't feel good, would you? But yet sometimes we're like, oh, I don't want to get involved with that. You know what? We are called to be involved in people's lives. We're called to help one another. I believe when we ignore something that's going on that potentially can be damaging to someone else, we've committed an act of sin, of omission, right there at that point in time. Guys, this is so wrong. And if we're on the receiving end of that, we certainly would want somebody to speak up on our behalf, wouldn't we? We would want somebody to help us. If you're asleep, say amen. Oh, I didn't catch you this time. I thought I was going to catch somebody. I usually have 3 or 4 amens by this point in time in the sermon. All right, y'all are pretty good today. Everybody's awake today, even though it's rainy outside. How many of you are glad that we're in God's house, even if it is raining? Say amen. All right, you're still awake. Good job, and I'm almost done. Guys, let me sum this up today by saying this. We are going to commit sin. That's a no-brainer, right? We're going to commit sin. That's going to happen. This is inevitable because we live in a fleshly body and we live in a sinful world. That is not changing until we get to heaven one day. We can, however, pay more attention to those sins that we don't even consider to be sin. Those sins of omission. We got to do a better job with that. We got to think before we ignore somebody in need. We got to ask ourselves, how would we feel if somebody did that to us? We got to be willing to be a friend to anyone who's lonely or hurting. You know why a lot of people don't want to be friends with people? Just like I said earlier. They don't look like us. They don't act like us. They're weird. They're nerds. Whatever you want to call them. Okay? Well, guess what? That nerd that you made fun of in life is probably going to be over you in heaven one day. If you get there. Amen? So let me just say that. Don't be so sure, because you know, the Bible says, he who is first shall be last. That's not saying you're not going to get to heaven. That's saying if you think you're all this and you make fun of somebody down here, don't be surprised if they get elevated to a higher status than you when you get to heaven. It'll happen, trust me. It will happen. Guys, we got to be willing to be a friend to anybody hurting, especially to those who are made fun of by other people on a daily basis. We as married people should always think of our spouses before deciding to do something and ask ourselves if what we're about to do would be loving toward our wife, or if we're the wife in this situation, would it be respectful toward our husband to do that? We as parents should always be willing to pour ourselves into the lives of our kids, even if it means we'll go without, in order to make sure that they're taken care of. Guys, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm thankful I was raised by parents who always made sure we were taken care of. We didn't have to come home to a house where we didn't have food to eat, because they were going to make sure we were fed. I remember my mother. She stayed at home until we got out of school. She put her dreams on hold of becoming a nurse until after we got out of high school. Then she went back to school and became a nurse when she was 40-something years old. Put her dreams totally to the side to make sure we were taken care of before she thought of herself. That's submissiveness right there. Making sure that your kids are taken care of. Guys, we should never ignore wrongdoing towards others. Don't ignore it. If someone's being treated wrong, don't be ashamed to step up and say something. You ever seen that show, What Would You Do, with John Quinones? Anybody ever watch that? I love that show because it puts people on the spot, doesn't it? It puts people on the spot and it challenges them to either step up to the plate or crawl back under your table and hide out, where most of the people like to go hide out when something like that happens. But you know what? In a lot of his episodes there are people who, when they've heard enough, they'll come over, hey, why are you talking to them that way? Why are you treating them that way? Why are you acting that way? They come up and defend the people. Guys, that's what we got to be willing to do. And I know some of you are saying, I don't want to get shot. Well, I don't want you to get shot. But I don't want you, hey, if nothing else, call 911 and tell them there's a problem over here at such and such a restaurant. Okay? Do something. Don't turn away from a situation that could potentially be damaging to somebody else. Guys, we may be the only person who could help them, especially if a crime or some wrongdoing was committed. We witness it. I want to encourage each and everyone here today, guys, to take a second before we omit something that God would want us to do on a daily basis. That's all I wanted to talk about here today. We have got to pay attention to what we don't do that we ought to be doing. Because in James chapter 4, verse 17, it says if we don't do the things we ought to do, it's what? Sin. It's sin. You don't think of it as sin, but it's sin. When we omit things that we ought to do that God's Word tells us we ought to do, we're committing those sins of omission. I want to encourage you to take a second before you do something or don't do something, especially that you think God really wants you to do. I want you to just ask yourself that simple question. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Would Jesus ignore that man holding that sign up? Would Jesus ignore kids who need to be fed and clothed and taken care of if he was their parent? He is their Heavenly Father. And he's already promised to take care of our needs, right? If we're serving him and putting him first. He's not going to do that. Would Jesus expect us to treat our wives in an unloving manner, husbands? Wives, would Jesus expect us to not be respectful to our husbands when his word clearly says we should? No, he wouldn't, would he? Then why do we? If we say we are Christians, we should be what? Christ-like in what we do. Guys, we got to do a better job. I'm including myself in this group. I got to do a better job at making sure that when I leave the house every day, when I get up in the morning and leave the house every day, that I'm not going to omit something that God expects me to do that day. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, I thank you for each and every person here today. I just pray, God, that what was said was pleasing in your sight. I'm thankful for each and every person here. Lord, I just pray a special blessing into everyone's lives here. Lord, I pray that we'll think about what was talked about here today. And Lord, we're just going to give you the praise as always, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What are we singing? Hymn number 509. Let's stand and sing. The altar's always open. You may need to come and pray some this morning or pray for somebody. Let's sing hymn number 509.